Well, we're joined now by former BGA, former Iowa, and now San Francisco 49ers quarterback C.J. Beathard. Good morning, C.J.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. Big Joe Dubin here stayed up all night preparing for this interview, so I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, C.J., we've run down the most notable BGA alumni, and you made the list. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome. Thanks. I appreciate it.
And I guess your brother made it, too. It's on Wikipedia, so the BGA page is notable alumni, so you made the list. So congratulations.
Really? That's hilarious. That's
it's good talking to you, CJ. let's get down to business. You got a camp this weekend.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Tell us about it.
All right. Yeah, no, it's a camp from 9 to 11 on Saturday morning. It's kind of all skills camp. Not specifically quarterbacks. Any positions can show up. You can go online to register or just get there early on Saturday and register before the camp starts. It should be a good time. It's only a couple hours long, but it should be a fun time, and hopefully we get some good weather.
Also, if you can go to the camp, battlegroundacademy.org, more information on the school and the event found right there that goes on. You know, when you do these events, CJ, and you're talking to kids, what's the one thing you hope these young men, or if women want to come out there, young girls, if they want to take, what's the one thing you hope they take away from this camp?
I think the biggest thing is just, I think just to work hard. I know it sounds cliche, but you really can do whatever you want if you work hard and set your mind up to do something. We all had a lot of naysayers in our lives, especially in the sports profession. People say you can't do something, say you're too small or not big enough to be this or that, or to play in the NFL and play. Heck, I even had people say I couldn't play quarterback in high school because I was too small. And I think it just gets down to it. No one can see what's inside your heart and, how strong of a person you are, what you're willing to battle through and accomplish. And, that's basically it.
Excellent. Now, again, I misspoke. BGA is for the camp, bgacamps.com. bgacamps.com is required. Space is limited. Is this your final kind of hurrah before you report to training camp?
Yep. I'm port a week from today, actually. So this is my last weekend in town. Last week in town before I'm out there, for a while.
C.J. Beathard with us, the 49ers quarterback, and certainly the process all the way through. I was just looking at your Iowa numbers as a starter, C.J. I know that you're, your junior year, you guys go 12-2, and then you were 21-7 as a starter at Iowa. That's pretty strong.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was definitely, a good career there, and I made the most of my opportunity there. And I wouldn't change for the world. I had a great time there, and a great career. I loved every minute of it.
And I'm looking out here with the from Iowa. You drafted the 49ers out there. The first year, we talked to players all the time about the first year in the NFL is completely different than what you experienced in college. Is it that way? Was it like night and day? Because everybody's faster, everybody's better and all that. Was it that way when you realized you were there?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely, the skill level is, a lot better than it is in college. But, I think at the same time, you're playing with a lot better players, too. So it kind of equals out in that sense. I think the biggest thing is just learning a new playbook. The NFL, NFL offense is, a little bit different, especially, Kyle Shanahan's offense, a really wordy system. So you really got to study a lot, stay in your playbook, especially as a rookie. It's tough to get the playbook down quickly and know exactly what everyone's doing and all that kind of stuff.
you know, you through the NFL, your process there, you know, you go into camp that rookie year, you're competing with a Matt Barkley and a Nick Mullins. You win the backup job, and then all of a sudden you're out there replacing Hoyer early, like, well, mid-October. And then last year you're the backup to Garoppolo, and I know week three, you know, with the ACL. I mean, here in just a couple years, you've seen a lot of NFL action. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think it's an invaluable experience. I mean, there's a lot of guys that play in the league for a long time and don't really get very many, if any, meaningful snaps. And, I got a lot my rookie year and a lot last year as well. So I think that's what a lot of guys look for in the NFL. You know, if they see you can hang and you've done it in meaningful games and regular season playoff type games. You can play in, and I think it's invaluable experience being there in real games.
We're talking to 49ers quarterback C.J. Beathard. We've got a camp this Saturday over BGA ages 5 to 14, bgacamps.com, bgacamps.com for information on the free camp this weekend at BGA. C.J., I remember covering you in high school. I remember you were committed to, was it Ole Miss?
Yes, yep.
Ole Miss, and then Iowa came. Was Iowa on you at the last second? How did Iowa, this whole going to Iowa, come about? Because very rarely do you see a kid from Middle Tennessee go to Iowa, and you had a great career there. How did Iowa get involved in all this?
Yeah, it was a very late thing. I was committed to Ole Miss for, close to a year, and that's where I really wanted to go. Even going back to like middle school, early high school, I always wanted to go to Ole Miss, and it kind of worked out. I got that offer. But then Hugh Freeze came in and was more of the sprint offense, and I don't know, I just didn't really get the right feeling from him. Got late into it, and Coach Batten, my high school head coach at the time, that knew a guy up in Iowa, and they sent him my tape last minute, and they wanted me to come on a visit, like a last minute visit, and I really didn't want to go. I kind of, told everyone, no, I'm good. And then, I talked to really my grandpa and my dad and Coach Pat, and they said, I think you should just go check it out. And, be worth your time just to make sure, you're not missing anything. And so I went and really just fell in love with Coach Ference and the coaching staff. They just seemed real genuine. Didn't play any, bias on guys. They were, three-star, four-star recruits. They showed everyone the same opportunities as walk-ons. I thought that was something different than Ole Miss. I mean, when I went there on my visit, you could just tell the difference. And when you're on official visit with the five-star guys, they really just treated them differently. And it was not that way at Iowa. And, I just felt like it was the right thing to do in my heart. And, prayed about it a lot, and it worked out.
49ers quarterback, former Iowa BGA quarterback, C.J. Beathard. You mentioned your dad, accomplished songwriters. He had top 10 singles for Billy Ray Cyrus, Trace Adkins, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church. What's your favorite song that your dad's written?
Man, there's so many of them. But the funny thing is, I think my favorite ones are ones that no one's heard. I mean, he literally goes into Nashville, writes almost a song every day. That's his job. He goes and writes every day. And so he's got a huge catalog of songs. And it's just a small, small percentage of them that people actually get to hear. And then an even smaller percentage that are on the radio. And I think the best ones are ones that no one's even done. So it's tough. He's got a lot of good ones. I just wish more people could hear them all,
Well, and Tucker, your brother, how's his career going?
It's going good. He started signed an early record deal with a pretty, big label in town, and then they just weren't seeing eye to eye a lot of stuff, even his label. They wanted him to kind of put this or that out and just kind of change his style or whatever, and Tucker didn't want to stick to his roots and put out what he wanted to put out, and they just got into it, so he kind of got out of that record deal and was kind of on hold for a while, just trying to figure it out, and then he just signed to Warner Brothers, I'd say a couple months ago, and he just put out another song on the radio called Better Than Me, I started playing on the radio for the last, I guess, month or so. It's a really good song. I really like the song. And it's kind of slowly moving up the charts right now, but he's been on the road a lot lately, just kind of promoting that song and playing shows out throughout the country.
And one, since we're running through the family here, Thanksgiving at the Bethards. Have you ever surfed at La Jolla?
No, I have not. No. My grandpa talks about it all the time, though.
I know San Francisco's way up the coast, but I mean, I actually was out there covering the Super Bowl. I don't know when it was. Drove to La Jolla, just walked around, and your grandfather was surfing that day. And I didn't bother him, but I thought, damn, there's Bobby Bethard out there surfing. He does surf.
Yeah, he's a big surfer and body surfer. I think he's a three-time world body surfing champion out there. He used to go out every year for the world body surfing competition, and I know he's won a few times, at least three times. And I think that's pretty cool.
Well, that's a man right there.
Well, and he also had this football career too, right? That got him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that on the side. That was a side job.
Just that name, though, you know you're always going to get asked about your grandfather, Bobby. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely cool. He kind of set the path for all of us, really, especially in the NFL. But, I mean, he's such a good, great guy. You would never know who he is just talking to him. He didn't talk about himself or his accomplishments, but he's got so many of them. It's cool that everybody, I run into people all the time, but man, I know your grandpa, man. He's just such a great guy. He gave me my first job here. You know, he signed me here. He's a great, great guy, and it's just cool. He had a really lasting impact on a lot of guys in the league.
All right, he's outstanding. All right, let me ask you this. I think there's a stat here which we need to talk about with you, CJ. You have four rushing touchdowns in 2 years in the NFL. I know running backs who have a whole career don't have four rushing touchdowns. I think the 49ers are not using you properly. I think they need to put you in the slot.
I can go out there and catch some balls if I need to, too. But, I can run a little bit. Have a good time running it as well.
Do you remember your first rushing touchdown in the NFL? I'm trying to pull it up and I can't find it, but there's four of them.
Yeah, I do actually. It was the long one. It was in the preseason versus the Chargers. It was about, I think it was like 65, 64-yard touchdown run. It was pretty cool.
What'd you do when you got there?
I just collapsed. Really fell in the end zone. I was pretty tired. I laid there for a second. I was honestly the whole time I was running, like someone's going to catch up to me here in a second, and that just didn't happen. I was like, "What is going on?" No one caught me.
Was it a busted play? I mean, or was, tell me that was a designed quarterback draw.
CJ for 65.
It was a pass play, and then I broke the pocket, opened up, and I just stepped up and ran up the middle and. I put a move on one guy and then had a good blocker out in front blocking the final guy, and I just kept running and didn't think I was going to get to the end zone, but I did. And when I got there, I just kind of fell in.
Yes! Do you still have the football?
I do, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Look at you. Nice. I would have.
Definitely one that I'd put in the man cave someday.
Nice. Joe would have it in his front seat with a seat belt.
I'd take it everywhere. Restaurants. What is that? Well, why don't you have a seat? Let me tell you about
NFL
that.
NFL touchdown.
All right, here's the information again. CJ Bethard camp at BGA on Saturday, 9 to 11. Go to bgacamps.com to sign up. Space is limited. Ages 5 to 14, boys and girls. So if you'll go out there and do that, it's going on Saturday. CJ, man, we're proud of you. We love Middle Tennessee guys doing great things on the big stage. Thank you so much, and good luck this fall, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.